Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2013, and today we are discussing the continuing dilemma of the government shutdown and the debt ceiling non-negotiations. The President, the Senate Democrats, and the House Republicans are not negotiating as the October 17th deadline draws ever nearer. The President refuses to negotiate with the House Republicans unless they give up their demands. He refers to their demands as extortion. They refer to his demands as unconditional surrender. Both sides want desperately to cling to political power because power is better than any drug, and it corrupts the mind and the morals with its siren song. The power to run a great empire like the United States is especially sweet because it allows the power holders to extend their power to lie, cheat, steal, and murder to the entire world. No power holder worth his salt will surrender that without a fight. So both sides dig in their heels and hope the American people shame the other side into blinking first. But the American people don't seem to be interested. The New York Times reports that the American people think both sides are wrong, but the Republicans are the most wrong. Other polls show different results, but generally, the media is anxious to find a scapegoat to receive the blame. You may recall from the Bible in Leviticus, a scapegoat was cast out into the desert as part of the Day of Atonement. He took the sins of the people with him out into exile in the desert. Who will be our scapegoat? Who is right and who is wrong? Keeping in mind that neither side really cares about anything except power. Let's look at that question. The calculus of consent, logical foundations of constitutional democracy, is a book written by economists James Buchanan and Gordon Tullock back in 1962. Wikipedia describes the book as a work that presents the basic principle of public choice theory. Most choices appealed to many different law consumers with varying strengths. An example is a choice of whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. Some voters will strongly support or strongly oppose it. Many do not seem to care at all. If you want the debt ceiling raised, the people who won't benefit from its raising do not want to pay for it. But if you offer them enough, you can get them to agree. What will it take to get them to change their minds? Who knows? That's what negotiation is for. To refuse to negotiate is to say, I will offer nothing for your increased costs or inconvenience. So to avoid injustice on the opposing side or opposing view, you must negotiate until a consensus is reached and they go along. This is unanimous consent, and it is the best way, according to the authors of this book. That is their unanimous consent theory. Here we have people who don't care about the public interest. If President Obama cared, would he order the park rangers to, quote, make life difficult for people? If John Boehner cared, would he support every spending increase and every deficit-raising program put in front of him? No, as we said before, they care about power, its acquisition, its use to increase the power, wealth, and privilege of themselves and their insider friends. Who then will ultimately sit in power? Who will occupy the seat at the top of the pyramid that appears on the back of the U.S. dollar? Who will lead this novo ordo seclorum, as the dollar calls it, the new order of the ages? We can't know for sure who it is or when it is, but we can get a pretty good picture of what it is from the book of Revelation, chapter 13. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Daryl Castle, October 11th, 2013. Until next time, folks, thanks for listening.